Spoiler alert, at the end of this episode...
Nope. Don't tell me.
Now, don't tell me, let me guess.
Oh, I know that. Now, don't tell me.
Okay, you'll just have to listen to this exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
I'll close with the words of the Apostle Paul from Ephesians. We are God's handiwork. Some translations say masterpiece. Now think of that. God created Mount Everest, all of the magnificent animals, and every single star and planet in the universe, and yet we are his masterpiece. Paul continues, we are created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. Taking care of the least of these, children, the elderly, the handicapped, is more than a nice thing to do. It's what we're meant to do. Thank you very much.
Well done and well said, Mr. Whitaker. Public speaking is certainly among the plethora of your strengths.
Well, thanks, Eugene. And thank you for running the visuals. The graphics you prepared were terrific.
Oh, well, I had no idea when I was creating them that you would actually ask me to come to South Korea with you.
Well, the invitation to the children's conference did say John Whitaker and guest.
True.
And you dropped some not-so-subtle hints that you'd love to see this part of the world.
Not so subtle?
Those longing looks through the book of South Korean vistas, for one, remember?
Oh. Hmm.
And then wearing that traditional Korean garo outfit for a whole day.
Yes. Well, they're quite comfortable, you know, and I do prefer dressing for comfort.
Well, I'm very glad you came. I'd rather not sightsee alone. So, are you ready?
Now? We're finished with your obligations here?
No, that was my last speech for the conference. Other than our meeting on Sunday with the media consultants, we're footloose and fancy-free. So, what do you say?
What do I say? I say, Nomu chinjora shinyo.
Ah, which means?
You're very kind, in Korean.
Ah.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yes?
I must thank you for your speech. It's a message that all Koreans need to hear.
I don't believe I've had the pleasure.
I am Pastor Ri Jongrak of Chusarang Church.
Ah, Mr. Whitaker, Ri is his family name. In Korean culture, last names come first.
Ah, thank you, Eugene. Mm. Well, I'm pleased to meet you, Pastor. This is my associate and fount of knowledge, Eugene Meltzner.
Oh, well, really. Greetings and salutations. Or perhaps you'd wish to hear me say, Monasio bonkapsomnida.
감사합니다. Mr. Whitaker, The brochure says that you represent the Universal Press Foundation. What is that?
It's a non-profit branch of a publishing company.
Of which Mr. Whitaker is the chairman?
Well, we support relief efforts around the world.
Mm-hmm. Then perhaps you can make the public aware of what is going on here.
What's going on? Please elucidate.
I'm sorry? My English isn't perfect.
Oh, just explain what you mean about what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps it might be better to show you. Do you have some time this afternoon?
Well, we were just discussing our day.
And it's wide open, to use American vernacular.
He means we'd be happy to.
My home is down this street.
You know, I hadn't appreciated the size of the city. We've traveled for 2 hours and haven't even left the metropolis.
Mm. Seoul is the largest city in the developed world. More than 25 million people live in the metropolitan area.
Wow.
Junrak, I'm glad you're home. I need to leave for a while.
This is my wife, Junja. These are Mr. Meltzner and Mr. Whitaker.
Please call me Eugene.
And you can call me Whit.
I apologize that our home is in disrepair. We haven't had money for fixers.
Don't mention it.
Where are you headed, my love?
The hospital called. Jiri may need another surgery.
Jiri is our son. This would be his fourth operation.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I must go. I'll call when I know more.
Thank you, my love. 네, 당신이 정말 사랑.
Perhaps now isn't the best time.
No, please stay. My wife is at the hospital more than she is at home.
Has your son been ill for a long time?
You'll soon understand. Come in, please.
My children, come close.
Papa, what's this?
Well, she's quite an impressive dancer.
You're very graceful, young lady.
In fact, her name, Unhye, means grace.
Oh.
Her father couldn't raise a child with Down syndrome, so he brought her to me.
Papa, look what we did in school today.
What I'm going to be when I grow up. Did you decide, Pyeonggang?
Maybe a doctor, or a mountain climber, or a kindergarten teacher.
Well, that's quite an impressive and diverse list.
Pyeonggang was brought to us because he was missing his left hand.
Appa, did Amma phone you about the election?
No. Gentlemen, this is my daughter, Yiwon.
Oh, hello, Yiwon.
Now, what about an election?
I was nominated for student body president of 8th grade.
Oh, congratulations, Yiwon.
Indeed. Well done, young lady. You know, political ambitions are a lofty goal.
Uh-huh.
When is the voting?
This Friday. We must give speeches tomorrow. Dae-hoon is running against me. He's very popular.
Have you written your speech yet?
Yes, but I need to practice it. Can I go out back?
Of course, but don't go too far.
Yes, sir!
What a delightful child.
The kids at school used to make fun of her. Now, she's running for president.
Pastor Rhee, I don't mean to be presumptuous, but are these children what you wanted us to see?
Partially, yes. But there is one other I would like you to meet. This is my oldest son, Unman.
Oh.
It's time to feed him. Would you hand me that tube?
Oh, yes, of course. Here you are.
당신을 사랑. I love you, my son.
Oh.
Both of you have questions about Unman, but you're too polite to ask. It's all right. Go ahead.
How old is he?
23.
Does his condition have a name?
The doctors don't know. One of them told us that he had seen a lot of deformed babies, but he didn't know how a boy like Unman could be alive.
Well, can Unman walk?
No. When he was born, the doctor said that all he could do was lie in bed and blink his eyes. He has never walked or talked.
That must be terribly difficult for you.
It was. We had to sell our house to pay the medical bills. I asked God, why? I had no training, and I couldn't see a purpose. But I soon realized that Unman was a special gift.
Mm.
He brings us such joy.
Well, his eyes lit up as soon as you entered the room.
Indeed.
He obviously loves you very much.
We have a special bond, he and I. Things were difficult at first. He was in the hospital for 14 years.
14 years?
Oh. Yes, it was a long time. But it was the beginning for us. By the time Unman came home, we had adopted 8 more children from that hospital. Since then, we have taken in many more babies. We take care of them until they can find another home. Sometimes, that is a very long time. We have 18 children here right now.
It must be taxing, both physically and financially.
It is our joy and our challenge. I was in the hospital myself last month. I have diabetes and high blood pressure. I can't keep doing this for 1,000 years. I'm concerned about what will become of these children when I am gone.
Well, hopefully that will be many years away.
Indeed.
I hope that too. But that is why I have brought you here. Someone else must...
Appa! Huh?
What is it, Yiwon?
I was out back and I thought I heard a cat crying in the area. But it wasn't a cat. Look!
Let me see.
I found him under the stairs, near the fence.
Oh, outside? But it's freezing out there today.
Yiwon, call Amma and tell her what happened.
Yes, Appa.
There's a note.
Oh.
It says, I can't raise my baby daughter. Please take care of her. Don't try to find me.
Do you have room for another child, Pastor?
We will make room.
Does this sort of thing happen very often?
I'm afraid so. Huh. Hundreds of babies are abandoned on the streets every year. Most of them because they are disfigured in some way.
That's terrible.
It's very difficult to raise a disabled child. Often, these parents are single mothers, so they leave the baby for someone who can raise them.
Well, considering the extreme temperatures today, the parent could at least have brought the child indoors.
They can't risk being seen. It is a horrible shame to leave a baby.
If only there were a way to drop off babies in your living room without being seen.
Exactly.
Huh? What did I say?
I've been working on an idea, but I'd need a magician or at least a master builder to make it work.
Mr. Whittaker won't sound his proverbial horn, but he is something of an inventor.
And Eugene won't brag, but he is technologically inclined.
Well,
then tell me what you think of this. The box needs to open from the outside on the street and from the inside in the house.
All right, we'll need two doors with opposite hinges.
Both doors should adopt a closed position and remain securely shut when not in use in order to keep the children safe. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, well, probably. Dampered pneumatic. Where would you like the box, Pastor?
We'll cut a hole in the east wall.
Of course. It's near the street, but not so public that everyone can see it. It affords some privacy.
Okay. How big should we make this?
Well, the average length of a newborn infant is 52 centimeters.
How do you know that?
Doesn't everybody? We should make it a bit longer to accommodate exceptional children and to allow some room.
We need a way to know when the baby has arrived. Some sort of alarm.
Well, Mr. Whittaker and I took the liberty of rigging a pressure sensor in the floor of the box.
Uh-huh.
When a baby arrives, the weight will trigger this sound.
A doorbell?
Indeed, the perfect sound to announce an arrival at your home and into your lives.
I know a few people with connections to the local news stations here. I'll contact them.
Thank you, Whit. I knew that you were the right person to ask for help.
And speaking of asking for help, we should pray for this box.
Yes. Let us pray that it will never be used. We don't want any more children to be abandoned. And we can pray for the right helpers to hear about our need.
Well, you can count the two of us among them, for the next few days at least.
Mm-hmm. I thought that you had plans.
Well, we decided to forego our sightseeing.
How can seeing a few tourist attractions compare to something like this? We'll find a hotel nearby.
You're welcome to stay with us.
No, we don't want to intrude. Your home is full as it is.
It's never so full that I would turn away a friend.
Well, then perhaps we can help with the children.
I would be grateful. It is very exciting to see what God will do.
Success. Whoa, the alarm! Mr. Whittaker!
I hear. Sounds like someone's used a baby box. Let's check.
Well, I'll be there post-haste, right after I get this little one back to sleep again.
I see you heard the alarm, too. Shall we check and see what was left in our box?
Yes, after you.
I'm coming, too.
Iwan, you should stay in bed.
Are you serious, Appa? I'm not going to miss this.
Very well. Why do babies always come at night?
Oh, that, my friend, is a very good question.
Quick, open the box.
It's stuck.
I guess we shouldn't have made the hinges so tight.
Hold on, dear one. We'll be with you shortly.
What's the matter, Appa?
I don't know. I'm pushing as hard as I can.
Pastor, the door opens out.
Lord, we thank you for the safety of this beautiful child.
Is it a girl? Or yet another boy?
It is a girl.
Goodness! Oh, I'm tired of getting outvoted.
Welcome to our home, my daughter.
What did I miss? What did I miss? Was there a baby?
She's a girl!
Let's get her upstairs. We must see if she has any medical needs.
Pastor Reed, did you close that door?
I believe so.
And it appears we have another baby.
What a night. 3 babies dropped off in a few hours.
Clearly, the box is well received.
Indeed.
Your media contacts did a good job informing people about its purpose.
Pastor Ree, you should get some sleep after being up all night. You know, Mr. Whittaker and I can watch the children for a few hours.
Sure we can.
Thank you. Though, perhaps I should wait until Chunja gets home. She's taking Iwan to school.
Huh?
Who could that be? May I help you?
I'm sorry to bother all of you. I'm Sonji Hund with the Department of Family Affairs.
What's going on?
My baby was stolen.
What?
Minji came to our offices this morning because someone took her baby.
Oh. Did you go to the police?
They have been notified. But this is a unique situation. I've been seeing the news about your box and wondered, did anyone leave a baby last night?
Yes, there were 3 new babies.
Do you mind if we take a look?
No, of course not.
This one came with a note saying the name.
Minso! Uh-huh. Oh, Minso!
Yes, that's the name, but the note said that the
mother... Let me see that. I knew it. My mother.
Your mother?
This is my mother's handwriting. She wrote this note claiming to be me.
But why would she do that?
When she saw that my baby was born with club feet, she didn't want me to keep it. She said she didn't want misshapen grandchildren. She is wrong in the head.
May I use your telephone, Mr. E?
Farewell, Minji.
Thank you, Pastor Ree. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Minji. Goodbye, Minseo.
Pastor Ree, I must tell you that I'm gravely concerned about what you're doing here.
Why?
Where to start? You have no official training to take care of these handicapped children.
Not formal training, but I have a handicapped son myself. He's been training me for 23 years.
That may be, but... one of the children you correct could have a condition that you don't understand.
The hospital isn't far.
But you can't turn your home into an orphanage without a license.
If we didn't take these children in, they would be dying on the street.
You don't know that. These parents may have heard about the box on the news and decided to abandon a baby that they would have kept. The box could be encouraging abandonment.
Now, I don't mean to intrude, but a baby was left in the alley just days ago.
Yes, that happens from time to time. But it would be better if the parents leave the child in a government-run facility than a place like this.
Those facilities, as you call them, don't work in this situation. The parents are forced to fill out paperwork. There's no way that a single mother would go to a place like that. She would be too ashamed.
But the situation that you're creating is... there's no point in arguing. I will talk to my superiors. They can determine what's to become of this house and your box. I'll be in touch.
Goodbye.
Well, I didn't see that coming. You'd think he'd be grateful for the work you're doing here.
I agree wholeheartedly. These children are blessed to have you.
Thank you, both of you. Ooh. A message from my wife. Iwan came first in her election.
Oh.
She's giving a speech in an hour, and she wants all of us to come and see it. There she is.
It's easy to pick her out. She's the one with the big smile on her face.
Thank you for giving her those public speaking tips, Wade.
Oh, you're welcome. She didn't need much help, though. She's a natural.
All right, everyone. I would like to introduce your new student president, Lee Ye-won.
Thank you. I'm honored to be your president. I was thinking that the first thing I needed to do in my job as president is to get that water fountain near the cafeteria fixed. Seriously, Principal Park, that must be a state disaster. But I realized that before I do anything, I should thank my parents. Many of you don't know this, but I was abandoned when I was 2 days old. My first parents didn't want me because I don't have all my fingers and toes. So the people who care for me now adopted me. When I started school, I was embarrassed. I wore gloves so people wouldn't see my hands. When my father saw the gloves, he said, I shouldn't be ashamed because God made me and he designed me with the purpose in mind. And that God would use me to change people's hearts. When some people see disabled kids, they think it's better for us to go to heaven as quickly as possible because life here on earth is just too difficult for us. But sometimes we can do things that no one else can do. We have a purpose here. My parents were the first ones to see my purpose. So, Appa and Amma, this victory is for you. Thank you.
Do you have all of the children's birth certificates?
For those who were born in the hospital, yes, my love.
Where are the testimonies from the members of our church?
In the folder behind you, Pastor.
And the medical records?
In the folder as well. And I prepared some visual graphics for you to present.
We also need to have...
Sit down. You won't be able to meet with the social worker if you're in the hospital.
If this meeting goes poorly, the government could shut down our home and our church. They could take the children we've adopted.
Mr. Whitaker.
Did you get hold of your contact in the State Department, Whit?
I did, but they didn't think it wise to get involved. I'm sorry, Pastor.
We've all done everything we can. We must trust the Lord and wait.
Of course. They're here. Are the children's rooms clean?
Junrak.
Dear Lord, show your mercy. Come in.
Pastor Ri.
Mr. Sun, thank you for returning.
May I get you anything to drink?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, would you care to see some pie charts?
Not at the moment.
Oh.
I thought you were bringing your superiors.
They'll be along later. They have some paperwork for you to fill out.
I will attempt to fill out everything to the best of my ability.
Allow me to get to the point.
Please do.
Your home is not in compliance with the government regulations as a special needs orphanage.
I see.
So, I have done some preliminary work filing the necessary forms to get you approved.
Approved?
I've spoken with an associate in the department. We are applying for government funds to help improve the structural integrity of your home.
Well, for what purpose?
We hope that eventually you will be able to build on or perhaps take over the vacant building next door.
You hope that?
This is not the conversation we were expecting. I thought you wanted to shut us down.
That was my intention a few days ago, yes.
You've changed your mind? Why?
I heard your daughter's acceptance speech at school the other day. It was enlightening.
You were there?
Yes. It so happens that my son was also running for student council president. He lost to Yiwon.
You mean your son is Dahyun?
That's right. Yiwon's words spoke to me. I had to ask myself what I would do if I were the father of your daughter. And I had to evaluate what is truly best for these children. I believe it may be for them to stay right here. Even though you make my job more difficult, you're bringing the issue of these abandoned children to the surface in a way that no one else has.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Yiwon said that you were the first to see her purpose. Well, I don't see my purpose as getting in the way of helping these children find a better life. I will do all I can to help.
Shall I drop you off at home or Wits End, Eugene?
Home, please, Mr. Whitaker. I'm longing to see Katrina.
As you wish, sir.
Thank you again for taking me on this trip. I don't believe that I'll ever be quite the same.
Well, I know what you mean. These kinds of trips have a way of changing you.
Indeed. Yet our work feels incomplete. I mean, there's so much more we could have done for Pastor Reed.
We don't have to be there to help. There are plenty of things we can continue to do.
Such as?
Well, prayer, for one, which is actually the most important thing we can do. God changed that social worker's heart. We should pray that God changes the hearts of parents to embrace the beauty inside their child.
He is in the changing business.
He certainly is, for which I'm very grateful.
What was that verse you quoted at the conference? The one about us being God's masterpiece?
Ephesians 2. We are God's masterpiece, born anew in Jesus Christ to do the good deeds he planned for us to do.
I think that verse summarizes this trip very well.
As we heard in today's adventure, God has a purpose for every person. Even God's Son Jesus said, "I have come down from heaven, not for my own purpose, but to do the will of the one who sent me." God has a plan for our lives. He intentionally created each of us in the perfect way to enable us to accomplish the things that he wants us to do. In Jeremiah 29, God says, "I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a future and a hope." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Dropbox, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Nathan Hubler and directed by Bob Hoos. Sound design was by Nathan Jones and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Will Ryan, David Jung, Eugene Kim, Angela Lin, Lydia Look, and Claudia Choi. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another adventure in Odyssey.